started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We are so grateful for your love for us. Thank you, Lord, for your helps we have received. Thank you for your blessings you keep pouring upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions that we get every time we call on you for help. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your power that is working mightily in us and through us to produce every good work. Thank you, Lord, for supporting us and upholding us with your right hand. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the plans of the enemy that were against us. What the enemy meant for our downfall, you used it for our good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for opportunities you sent to us per time so as to take us to where you want us to be. Thank you for those doors you have opened unto us to be able to fulfill our callings and destinies. Thank you for the battles of darkness that came against us when we were so defenseless and weak, and you stood for us, you fought for us, and you gave us victories. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for prayers that we have prayed on this platform before now that you have answered. And we thank you for more prayers you will still answer. Thank you for we know you are right here in our midst to help us again and to answer us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we know how much you care for us, how much you love us, and we ask that according to the multitudes of your mercies and compassions and love toward us, visit us tonight as we pray in Jesus' name. Let your heavens open over this meeting and let your glory fall. Let your power fall. Let your kingdom come. Let your will prevail in our lives and situations. And let us possess our possessions. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than we have asked you. Even more than we need, you will give to us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that you will not go back the way you though you have come, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. So we're going to take some worship songs before we do the prayers. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We love you, King of Glory. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because he lives, because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know. Because I know. Oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives. Because he lives. All fear is gone, because I know, because I know, oh, He holds my future. My life is worth a living just because He lives. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, You are Yahweh, You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, You are Yahweh, You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. King of Israel, You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Who is wonderful? It's Jesus. Who is powerful? It's Jesus. Who is mighty? Is Jesus. Who is glorious? It's Jesus. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Who is merciful? It's Jesus. Who is faithful? It's Jesus. Who is wonderful? It's Jesus. Who is gracious? It's Jesus. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He is Lord. He is Lord over the universe. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. every knee. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. In our lives, have your way, Lord. In our situations, have your way. In our families, have your way, Lord. In this place, have your way. As we pray, have your way.
Every hour I need thee. me now, my Savior, I call to Thee. I need You, Lord, I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. In every how, every how, I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I call to Thee. I need You, Lord, I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee.
Every how,
every how, I need Thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I call to Thee.
This is Your love,
we welcome You, Lord, we welcome You. This is Your house, Your home, we welcome You today.
We welcome You today.
We welcome You today.
This is Your house, Lord Jesus.
This is Your house.
This is Your home.
Your home. We welcome You, Lord, we welcome You. This is Your house, Your home. We welcome You today.
We welcome You, Lord Jesus.
We welcome You today. We want to see Your glory. We want to know Your grace. We want to feel Your presence. We want to see Your face. We humbly bow before You to listen for Your voice. And Lord, we welcome You into this place. Lord, we welcome You into this place. Lord, we welcome You into this place. Lord, we welcome You into this place.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, conceive God, all the works thy hands hath made. I see the stars. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to thee. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. Sing it with all your heart. I surrender all to thee. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Jesus, I surrender. Humbly at his feet I bow. Humbly At his feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. Are you surrendering? I surrender all to thee, my Lord. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him, glorify Him, praise Him, worship Him, bless Him, praise Him, honor Him, adore Him, exalt Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. King of kings, we praise You. Lord of hosts, we praise You. Mighty God, we praise You. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise You. The lily of the valley, we praise You. The bright morning star, we praise You. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. We worship You, O God of heaven and the earth. We praise You, for You are the Lord. We humbly bow before You. We humbly bow at Your feet. For all glory must be unto You. All glory must be given to You. All honor must be given to You. For You alone is the Lord. You are greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all, wiser than all. You are all-sufficient God. You are self-sufficient God. You are the Most High God. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We surrender all to You, for there is nothing that we have that has not been given. Even the breath in our nostrils, was given by You. Even the air that we breathe to survive was given by You. Even our heart that beats, our heart beats, is able to beat because You command it to beat. Oh Lord, we worship You. We praise You, Lord, for nothing have we received that has not been given by You. We surrender all to You. We bow before You. We worship You. We glorify You. We magnify You. We praise You, Lord. We worship Your majesty. You are before all things, and You are the power holding all things together. You have ordained the end of all things before they began. You speak and Your words come to pass. You command and that which You have commanded appears. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. And amen. You're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, thank You, Lord, for being so merciful unto me. Thank You for being so caring. Thank You for being so loving unto me. Thank You for how You take good care of me. Thank You for how You lavish Your helps upon my life. How You lavish Your blessings upon me. Thank You, Father. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, thank You, Lord, for how You help me. Thank You for how You bless me. Thank You for how You take good care of me. Thank You because you did not allow me to be stranded of good things. You always meet my needs. Thank you, Father. You always meet me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am not borrowing to survive. I am not begging to survive. You have supplied all that I need. Thank you, Father. I have a home. I have a shelter because of your mercy. I have clothes to wear because of your mercies. I have money to spend because of your mercies. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. I am healthy today because of your mercies. I am not hospitalized. I am not suffering under pains of sicknesses and diseases because of your mercies. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being such a caring Father. Thank you for being such a faithful Father. Thank you for being such a faithful Lord. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. You have not forsaken me. You have not abandoned me. You have not left me to take care of myself by myself. You have always been there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, send your healing anointing into every part of my life. And make me completely healed. Send your healing anointing into every part of my spirit, every part of my soul, every part of my body, and heal me completely. Heal me completely. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, oh Lord, release your healing anointing into every part of my life, into every part of my spirit, every part of my soul and body. Release your healing anointing and make me completely healed. Make me completely healed. Heal me completely. In the name of Jesus, let your healing anointing touch every part of my life that has been damaged by darkness. Let your healing anointing touch every part of me that has been damaged by darkness and heal me completely right now. In the name of Jesus, send your healing anointing. Send your healing anointing into my body, into my soul, into my spirit, and heal me completely. I believe you're praying with faith because the Lord is here. Say, Lord, release into my spirit, release into my soul, release into my body your healing anointing to heal me completely. In the name of Jesus, do not let the anointing leave until I am completely healed. Oh Lord, send your healing anointing into my life and let it stay in my life to heal me completely right now. In the name of Jesus, heal my bones, heal my organs, heal my tissues, heal my blood, heal my soul, heal my spirit right now by your healing anointing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Heal every part of my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, execute justice on powers of darkness, pushing good things away from reaching me. Execute your justice against powers of darkness, realms of darkness, pushing good things away from reaching me, stopping good things from reaching me. Oh Lord, execute justice on them in your anger. Execute your justice on them right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, it is written that righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Execute justice on forces of darkness, powers of hell that are stopping good things from reaching my life, stopping good things from happening in my life. Oh Lord, in your anger, execute justice on them. In your anger, execute justice on them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, powers of darkness, stopping good things from happening in my life, pushing away good things from reaching me. Oh Lord of hosts, in your anger, execute justice on them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, execute justice on them. For you are a consuming fire. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, manifest your power in the midst of my battles and make me victorious. Say, O Lord of hosts, manifest your power in the midst of my battles and make me victorious. Make me victorious. Show my enemies how great you are. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, O Lord of hosts, manifest your power in the midst of my battles and make me victorious. Make me victorious. Make me victorious. In the name of Jesus, manifest your power. Manifest your greatness. Manifest your power. Manifest your greatness in the midst of my battles. Make me victorious now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Show my enemies that you alone is the Lord. Show the forces of darkness attacking me that you alone is the Lord. Show my enemies that they are nothing. Oh, Lord, manifest your greatness in the midst of my battles and give me victory right now. In the name of Jesus, make me victorious. Make me victorious. Make me victorious. Make me victorious. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord of hosts, manifest your power and greatness in the midst of my battles and make me victorious. Right now, in the name of Jesus, make me victorious. Thank you, Lord. Make me victorious. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like that? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus manifest to destroy every covenant of darkness contending with the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Let the power in the blood of Jesus manifest and destroy them now. Every covenant of darkness contending, stopping the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Nishede kehasesh tenata lahande dijone kujia. Right now, let the power in the blood of Jesus manifest to destroy covenants of darkness, limiting the manifestation, the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now, in the name of Jesus. Let the power in the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Covenants of darkness frustrating and limiting the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you are still going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, intervene in my present situations and make me see miracles. You're going to say, oh Lord, intervene in my present situations and make me see your miracles. Make me see your miracles. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, intervene in my present situation. Lijene ketehara nedia. Jeshede ki hise sunihal tishlea. Mashtenaka handa tashda. Intervene in my present situation and make me see your miracles. I want to celebrate your faithfulness. I want to celebrate your graciousness. I want to celebrate your faithfulness. Oh Lord, intervene in my present situations and make me see your miracles. Make me see your miracles. Thank you, Lord. Make me see your miracles. Because I want to celebrate your faithfulness. I want to celebrate your graciousness. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy You're going to say, let the fire of God destroy every spirit on assignment to steal good things in my life. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, let the fire of God destroy every spirit on assignment, every demon on assignment that is coming to steal good things from my life, coming to steal the blessings God is given to me, the blessings God has released into my life. Let the fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jeshedek Tegara, Mahande Gehisha Susiama, Mashtene Gitara Bashtenia, let the fire of God destroy them now. Every spirit on assignment to steal from my life, to steal God's blessings from my life, to steal good things from my life. Fire of God destroy them. Fire of God destroy them. Every spirit on assignment to steal from my finances, to steal my finances. Fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I release confusion upon the forces and agents of darkness that have come together to attack me. You're going to say, I release confusion upon them. Let them be confused. Let them be so confused that they are not able to carry out their mission. Let them be so confused that they become unable to carry out their evil mission in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I release confusion. I release confusion upon forces and agents of darkness that have gathered together to attack me, gathered together to hurt me. I release confusion upon them such that they are unable to carry out their evil schemes. In the name of Jesus, I release confusion. I release confusion upon forces of darkness, agents of darkness that have gathered together to attack me. I release confusion upon them. In the name of Jesus, let confusion fall upon them and let them be scattered. In the name of Jesus, let confusion fall upon them. Forces of darkness, powers of hell, agents of darkness that have gathered together to attack me, to hurt me, to bring down my life. Let confusion fall on them now. In the name of Jesus. And let them be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Let them be scattered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to discover solutions in the midst of problems. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to discover solutions in the midst of problems. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to discover solutions in the midst of problems, in the midst of hopelessness, in the midst of troubles. I receive grace to discover the way out. There is a grace that always show you the way out, or that is able to show you the way out of every problems and troubles you find yourself, even in the midst of attacks from the enemy. Say, I receive grace. Say, I receive grace to discover solutions in the midst of problems. I receive grace to discover the way out in the midst of troubles. In the name of Jesus, ask for that grace. Receive it. Say, I receive it. Grace to discover solutions in the midst of problems and troubles. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every cloud of darkness sitting upon my life, sitting upon my body, to frustrate good things, to make my life hard and difficult. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such clouds of darkness. Every cloud of darkness sitting on my head, sitting on my life, sitting on my environment, to frustrate good things in my life, to make my life so difficult and hard. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy that cloud. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nejia susemashudia, Julia ketanda gatashila. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such clouds. Destroy such clouds. Every cloud of darkness sitting on my spirit, sitting on my soul, sitting on my body, sitting on the affairs of my life, to promote hardship and difficulties and sufferings. Fire of the Holy Ghost, melt those clouds, consume such clouds right now in the name of Jesus. Every cloud of darkness sitting on my life, sitting on my head, sitting on the affairs of my life, sitting on my environment, to frustrate good things in my life, to make my life miserable. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every cloud of darkness that has covered my life to make things hard for me, to make things difficult for me, to make life difficult and hard, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all. Jeshede kejenede deshtada. Nedeshtede tasanashda. Lahandra shonijinea. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed. Let them melt by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God terminate every attack that has been programmed by the enemy to happen to me at certain time. Let the power of God terminate them now. Every attack the enemy have programmed to happen to me in a certain time. At a certain time, let the power of God terminate them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every satanic attack, witchcraft attack, marine spirit attack, accident attack, death attack, sickness attack, disease attack. The enemy has programmed to happen to me at a certain time. Let the fire of God, let the power of God terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Every attack the kingdom of darkness has programmed to strike me at a certain time, let the power of God terminate them now. 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 In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every attack, the kingdom of darkness, witchcraft realms have programmed to strike me at certain time, let the power of God terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enthrone and establish in my life your powerful presence that makes it difficult for darkness to survive around me, that makes it difficult for darkness to survive in my life and an environment. Oh Lord, enthrone in my life your powerful presence that consumes all darkness, that consumes all devils. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mashen de gitale hereria, Helesian hasushanagita, Lajdenag and Trishan Teshadia. In the name of Jesus, enthrone in my life, establish in my life and environment your powerful presence, O God, that consumes all darkness, your powerful presence that consumes all witchcraft, all demonic attacks, your powerful presence that makes darkness unable to survive around me. Oh Lord of hosts, enthrone such presence of yours in my life. Enthrone such presence of yours in my family. Enthrone such presence of yours in my marriage, in my home, in my environment, in my ministry, in my calling. Enthrone your powerful presence that destroys all works of the devil, that destroys all works of darkness, that destroys all darkness, that destroys all forces of hell. Right now, in the name of Jesus, enthrone and establish such presence of yours. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life. And reverse the irreversible. You're going to say, Father, move mightily in my life and reverse the irreversible. Reverse the irreversible. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, move mightily in my life. Move mightily in the environment of my life. And reverse the irreversible. That which appears to be irreversible. Oh, Lord, reverse them now. That which appears to be permanent in my life. Oh, Lord, undo them now. In the name of Jesus, that which the enemy have done in my life, and they have done it to be there permanently. Oh Lord, move mightily in my life and undo it. Reverse the irreversible things. In the name of Jesus, move mightily. Move mightily. Move mightily. Bashendeki hisusi ande shiliawala. Natajendeke ande gliishda. Mashana de hashtedegala. Move mightily in my life. And reverse the irreversible. Do the impossible. In the name of Jesus. Uproot that which seems to have stayed in my life for a long time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the east wind of the Lord blow and destroy every demonic structure, every demonic establishment that is against my life, everything the enemy has struck, has created and established to hurt me, to slow down my progress. Let the east wind of the Lord blow and dismantle them. Let the east wind of the Lord blow and crush them in pieces. Let the east wind, the violent wind of the Lord, blow and uproot those things right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Nijashe ende hosashta. Gihende deke shedebalangla. Rashtan dehe teshedebala. Let the east wind of the Lord blow and destroy demonic structures and establishments that is affecting my life. life, calling, and destiny. Let the east wind of the Lord blow and destroy them all. Every demonic structure and establishment, everything that the enemy has created and planted and established in their realms to make my life miserable, to frustrate my life, to limit my life, to damage my life. Let the violent wind of the Lord destroy those structures and establishments right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. 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 Say, let the violent wind of the Lord, the east wind of the Lord blow in every realm of darkness where certain structures have been established, certain things have been planted, certain things have been erected, created to make my life miserable, to make me suffer stagnation and failures. Let the wind of the Lord blow and crush them in pieces. Let the wind of the Lord blow in those realms and destroy such structures. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the wind of the Lord blow in those realms and destroy such structures and plantations and establishments in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray that prayer point again. Yeah, you need to understand that there are some things that have been done in the realms of darkness. Yeah. And God has to move in those realms, and destroy those things before things will begin to change in your life physically. Some things must be destroyed in the invisible realms. Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to raise up your right hand again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the violent east wind of the Lord blow and destroy every work of the devil that has been done to hurt me, to make evil prevail in my life, to stop my progress. Let the violent wind of the Lord blow in those realms and destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. So let the violent wind of the Lord blow and destroy every work of the devil that has been done in realms of darkness to stop my progress in the physical realm, to stop my success, to stop my greatness, to cause evil to prevail in my life. Let the violent wind of the Lord begin to destroy those works right now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever has been built in the realms of darkness, whatsoever has been created, erected, planted in the realms of darkness to frustrate my life in the head, to stop my progress in the head, to cause me sorrow and pains, let the violent wind of the Lord destroy them now. Let the violent wind of the Lord uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever has been done in the realms of darkness to stop my life from moving forward, to stop me from possessing my possessions, to stop me from having good news, let the violent wind of the Lord crush them in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. I believe I pray like that. Right now in the name of Jesus, let the violent wind of the Lord begin to crush those things the enemy has done in their realms to stop my life from progressing in the physical realm, to make things difficult in my life. Let the violent wind of the Lord crush them in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, hold my hands and pull me out of every depth of darkness that is drowning my life. Say, Lord Jesus, hold my hands, pull me out of deep darkness, drowning my life, drowning my destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jeshenege tehamahandavala maharashiyana gideroshtela ketashinia nabashte gehesusashta. Lord Jesus, hold my hands and pull me out of deep darkness, drowning my life, deep darkness, drowning my health, deep darkness, drowning my strength, drowning my spirit, drowning my destiny. Pull me out now. Lord Jesus, pull me out by your mighty hand right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, pull me out. Oh Lord, pull me out. Hold me by the hand. Pull me out of every deep darkness that is drowning my life. Pull me out of every deep darkness drowning my godly virtues, drowning the good things you have placed in my life. Oh Lord, pull me out now. In the name of Jesus, pull me out right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy every covenant the enemy has made with time to stop me from seeing good things. To stop me from seeing good things. Let the blood of Jesus destroy that covenant. Every covenant that the devil has made with time to stop me from seeing good things happen in my life. Let the blood of Jesus destroy that covenant. Open your mouth and pray like that. There are some people that they just can't see good things happen in their life. In their lives, every day is evil upon evil, troubles upon troubles, no rest of mind, no peace of mind, no good news, no good things, troubles upon troubles. Every day, it's a covenant. It's a covenant. So let the blood of Jesus destroy every covenant Satan has made with time to stop me from seeing good things, to stop me from seeing good things happen in my life, to stop me from having good news, to stop me from having testimonies, to stop me from experiencing God's favor, to stop me from experiencing God's goodness, God's mercy. Let the blood of Jesus destroy that covenant. Let the blood of Jesus destroy that covenant. Let the blood of Jesus destroy that covenant. Every covenant that witchcraft agents has made with time to ensure that no good things appear in my life, let the blood of Jesus destroy them right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. The Lord is showing me that there is something you are supposed to do, but you are afraid of doing it. Yeah, that's just what I saw. The enemy is using fear to stop you from doing it. Yeah, and doing that thing is very important. Yeah, very important to your life and destiny. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I command every fear the enemy has placed in me to stop me from doing the things God wants me to do. I command such fear to come out right now. Every fear the enemy has placed in me to stop me from doing those things that will move my life forward, to stop me from doing those things that will liberate my destiny, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every
fear in me. Thank you, Lord. Every fear in me that is stopping me from doing the things that will move my life forward, the things that will rewrite my story, that will rewrite my history, the things that will launch my life into the next level God has prepared. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every fear in me stopping me from doing the things God wants me to do, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I command such fear to come out of my life, come out of my mind, come out of my soul, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you are released to do that thing that you are so scared of doing, and is so connected to your progress. I decree that you are released to do it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, every faith that I need to possess my possessions, every faith that I need to claim those things God has released to me, to possess my possessions, begin to appear in me right now. Begin to manifest in me all the dimensions of faith that I need to demonstrate, to possess my possessions, appear in my life right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every faith that I must demonstrate, that I must express, every faith that I must put to action for me to possess my possessions, for me to claim those things God has freely given to me, let those faiths begin to appear in my life now. In the name of Jesus, let such faiths begin to appear in me right now. In the name of Jesus, the kind of faith that I need now to step into the next higher level God has prepared for me, appear in me. Let that faith appear in me. Let that faith appear in me right now in the name of Jesus. The kind of faith that I need now to experience the progress God wants for me at this time, let that faith appear in me. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. The kind of faith that I need to be launched into the glory
God has prepared for me at this time. Let that faith appear in me. Let that faith appear in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let that faith appear in me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that there is a blessing that is yours. Yeah, but it has been, how will I put it now? It's being kept somewhere and you can't access it. Now, nobody is using that blessing. I mean, is yours, but you can't access it. Yeah, it's more like when something has been kept somewhere, and it's now, you know, like if you keep a piece of iron somewhere, and that iron have stayed there, and that iron begin to rust. Yeah, yeah. That's the picture of what I saw. So it's not as if someone claimed the blessing. It's just there, and it's yours, and it's just somewhere, and you can't access it. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I believe God is revealing it because He wants to bring the blessing to you. He wants to connect you with that blessing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every blessing that is mine, but I've been kept away from me, oh Lord, let them begin to come to me, wherever the blessing is, and whoever has kept it, oh Lord, let your power get that blessing for me right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every blessing that is mine, but has been kept far from me, oh Lord of hosts, by your power, release them to me now. In the name of Jesus, release them to me. Jeshanda Gatashdana. Maden Heshesha. Manishigyakta Gabala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your power release that blessing to me. Every blessing you have already provided for me, but is being kept far from me. Oh Lord of hosts, release them to me now. By your power, in the name of Jesus, bring them to me. Bring them to me. Bring them to me from wherever it is, whether it is within my country or outside of my country, anywhere the blessing is. Oh Lord, release them to me by your power right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the utterances of the enemy against my life be nullified. Let the utterances of agents of darkness against my life be terminated. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The utterances of the enemy, the utterances from the mouths of agents of darkness, utterances from the mouths of devils against my life, oh Lord of hosts, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, terminate them now. Every utterance that have been uttered from the realms of darkness against my life and destiny, let them be cancelled. Let them be reversed. Let them be terminated. In the name of Jesus, every utterance, negative utterance, evil utterance, evil thoughts, evil imaginations from agents of darkness, from forces of darkness against my life, be terminated right now. Be terminated right now. Be terminated right now. Be terminated right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that the place of prayer is a place of spiritual surgery. The place of prayer is a place of spiritual surgery, spiritual surgical operations. Yeah, so God is able to pick up your life and begin to remove many things from your life. God is able to pick up your life and begin to remold you, transform you, change you. So these are the things that happen in the place of prayer. Yeah. So which I believe even here, as you pray with the whole of your heart and the faith, I mean, and all your faith, God is able to pick up your life and begin to perform surgeries in your life to fix your life. Not only surgeries, even creative miracles. God being able to recreate your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I hand over my life to you. Oh Lord, work on my life. Mold my life into the perfect stature that you want me to be. Say, Lord, I hand over my life. Work on my life. Mold my life till I become the person you want me to be. Till I become that perfect stature, that perfect personality you want me to be. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I hand over my life, spirit, soul, and body to you. Oh Lord, do your operations in my life. Get rid of things that should not be there. To recreate my life. Make me into the person that you want me to be. Make me into the person that can manifest your glory and power. Make me into the person that can fulfill your purpose in the head. Make me into the person that can do your will. Oh Lord, make me. Recreate me. Oh Lord, separate from me things that should not be in me. Things that should not be in me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Oh Lord, pick up my life. Make me. Mold me. Change me into the perfect personality you are looking for. In the name of Jesus, make my life, mold my life, change my life into the person you want me to look like, the person you want me to look like in attitude, in nature, in character, in behavior, in lifestyle. Oh Lord, make me to that person. In the name of Jesus, take me into your room of transformation. Take me to your room of recreation. Take me to your room of surgical operations. And make me to the person you want. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray six more prayer points before we round off the session. Yeah, I have said it before that if you don't pray for long hours on your own, there are certain things that cannot form in your life. Yeah, there are certain good things that will not form, that will not take form in your life. If you don't pray effectively, yeah, fervently on your own, because I realize that Christians, the Christians of today have become fast food Christians. Yeah, they want to get miracles so quickly and easily without paying the price. Yeah, miracles don't always happen like that. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You need to grow in your prayer life. Yeah, otherwise, many things God have told you He will do in your life might not happen even in the next 10 years. If you don't become prayerful on your own personal prayer altar. Yeah, because it is on that altar that so many things will begin to form in your life, calling and destiny. As you are praying on that altar, they begin to form. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You have to grow in your prayer life. Otherwise, things will not change. Yeah, it's not a cause. Yeah. Is because of the forces we are dealing with. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as set my spirit on fire, to be able to tarry long in the place of prayer. Yeah, so miracles will not happen even with 3 hours prayers in a day. Some things will not change even with 3 hours prayers. Yeah, and not that you just pray 3 hours today and then tomorrow you don't pray again. The following day you are not praying again. Yeah, there must be consistency. Yeah, that fire must be so strong that you are able to continue in that fire every day. You are praying for hours every day, and you are consistent. That's the kind of fire that you need. So you're going to say, oh Lord, set my spirit on fire to be able to tarry long in the place of prayer, for my life to witness a great transformation. Set my spirit on fire. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, set my spirit on fire to be able to stay in your presence, praying until my life is changed, until my life is transformed. Oh Lord, fill me with such fire. Fill me with fire to stay longer in the place of prayer. Fill me with fire to pray persistently until my life begins to change. Fill me with fire in the name of Jesus. Set me on fire to pray without stopping, to pray without stopping, so that my life can experience great transformation, so that my destiny can experience great transformation, great elevation, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah. You need to understand that the forces or powers controlling the things that we see, the visible things in this world, and are not visible. What is controlling the visible things are not visible. So they are not the visible things. I don't know if I get my point. So, I mean, what is controlling everything happening in the world that you can see? They are unseen. Yeah. So, if you are going to fulfill destiny, you must have conquered, you must have prevailed in the unseen realm. Yeah, because it is from that realm you will be able to make certain things happen in the physical. Yeah, because everything in the physical realm, they are being determined from the invisible realms, from the unseen realms. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Heaven is looking for Christians that have beating down principalities, beating down powers. Christians that when they stand, principalities and powers of darkness run. Heaven is waiting for the generation of such Christians. Why? Because we have actually been raised above principalities and powers. But you have to pray yourself into that level. You have to pray yourself to attain that level of dominion and authority. You have to exercise it and continue to exercise it till it becomes you, till you become an authority in the realm of the Spirit. So you can become an authority in the realm of the Spirit, and everything will obey your command. Yeah, but it starts from your prayer altar. So you are going to pray again. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, fill me with strong hunger and desire to attain the realms you have prepared for me to attain in you." Yeah. So Lord, fill me with strong hunger and desire to attain those realms in you you have prepared for me. Those realms in you have already given to me. Lord, fill me with strong hunger to ascend and attain those realms. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When you pray out of a strong hunger, you are likely to get breakthroughs faster than when you don't really have hunger for what you're praying for. You're not really desperate for what you're praying for. When you are desperate, you're likely to get what you are asking for. Say, "Oh Lord, fill me with that hunger. Fill me with desperation to attain the realms you have given to me. The realms of authority, the realms of dominion you have given to me in you. Oh Lord, fill me with hunger to pray until I get there. Fill me with hunger and passion to fast and pray until I attain those realms. In the name of Jesus, fill me with hunger. Fill me with hunger. Your generation is waiting for you to start functioning from those realms. Yeah, for that is the only way you can save your generation. That is the only way you can fulfill your destiny. Say, "Oh Lord, fill me with strong hunger to attain the realms you have given to me in you. The realms of power and dominion." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from every bondage of darkness that is killing my prayer life, that is making me to forget prayer. Every bondage of darkness making me to forget to pray, making me to lose interest in prayer. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus." Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from bondage of darkness that is killing my prayer life. Bondage of darkness making me to forget to pray, making me to lose interest in prayer, making me to find prayer boring. making me to see prayer as something that is so boring. Oh Lord, deliver me from such captivity. Right now, in the name of Jesus, deliver me, Holy Spirit. Deliver me, Holy Spirit. Deliver me, Holy Ghost, deliver me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost deliver me from the bondage of darkness that is stopping my prayer life from growing. Deliver me, Holy Spirit, now, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 3 more prayer points. The Holy Spirit taught me how to pray in the place of prayer. Yeah, I mean, I learned how to pray as I pray. Yeah, so prayer is a school. Yeah, and there's a lot the Holy Spirit wants to expose to you. There are different dimensions of prayer. There are different operations in prayer. There are many things you don't know about prayer. I tell you the truth. Even everything we do here is nothing compared to what prayer is. Yeah, there's so much in prayer that you don't know. And you don't know them because you have not prayed to the point where you will know. Yeah. So there are different things God wants to show you about prayer. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to pray to the point where I encounter the grace you have placed for me, or you have positioned in prayer for me, the grace you have reserved in the place of prayer for me. Lord, help me to pray to the point where I will meet that grace. Help me to pray to the point where I will meet that empowerment, that anointing, that grace that you have positioned in the place of prayer. Is more like God has positioned a grace and he wants you to have prayed for maybe 12 hours before you meet that grace. Then maybe you want to be praying every day, every day, every day, to a certain time, and at that moment something will happen to you, a transformation will happen to you. So that is what we are talking about. So it might be that God wants you to pray for the space of some weeks, and then he has positioned a certain grace or power or anointing in one of the days of those weeks. So this prayer point is that God will help you to pray till you meet that grace, till you encounter that grace. So begin to pray, say, Lord, help me to pray to the point where I encounter the grace and the anointing you have positioned in the place of prayer for me. Help me to pray to that point. Heaven is waiting for Christians that will pray to that point. That there is a point we pray to, and your life cannot remain the same again. I'm talking about personal prayer on your own, in your room. Talk to God. So Lord, help me to pray to the point where I encounter the grace you have reserved for me. the glory you have reserved for me, the honor you have reserved for me, the authority you have reserved for me, the dominion you have reserved for me, the anointing you have reserved for me. Help me to pray to that point where I encounter that grace in the name of Jesus. Help me to pray to that point. 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 In the name of Jesus, help me to fast to that point. Help me to pray to that point where I meet with the grace you have reserved for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence that brings favor, that draws favor from every corner of the world, begin to follow my life. From this moment onward, the dimension of your presence that brings favor, that draws favor into my life, that draws helps into my life, that draws helpers into my life. Lord, let that presence begin to follow me. Let that presence follow me. Let that presence follow me in the name of Jesus. Begin to talk to God like that. Let that presence follow me in the name of Jesus. The dimension of your presence that draws favor, that draws favor, that draws helps, that draws helpers into my life. From all over the world, Lord, let that presence follow me in the name of Jesus. The kind of your presence that brings favor and helps into my life, that brings honor and help us into my life. Lord, let that presence of yours begin to follow me everywhere I go from this hour onward, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, use your keys to unlock every door, to open every door that is yet to open for me in this year. Every door that is yet to open for my life, for my ministry, for my destiny. Oh Lord Jesus, begin to open them for me now. For you have in your hands the keys of David. And whatsoever door you open, no one can shut. Lord Jesus, with your keys, open unto me every door that is yet to open. Every door of a promotion, door of greatness, doors of elevation, doors of riches and wealth, doors of prosperity, doors of helps, doors of sponsorship. Oh Lord, every door that is yet to open unto me in this year, open them now with the keys in your hands. With the keys in your hands, open them now. Open them now. Open them now. Open them now. In the name of Jesus, every doors, doors of fame, doors of global influence, doors of global recognition, every doors of international businesses, international connections. Oh Lord, open them now. In the name of Jesus, every door that is yet to open for my life, for my calling, for my ministry in this year, oh Lord, open them now with the keys in your hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'll be praying for you now as we round off the session. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of Israel, King of the universe, Most High God, we praise you for there is none like you. We worship you for there is none greater than you. There is none higher than you. There is none stronger than you. We praise your majesty. We worship you, Father. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we are so grateful for what you have done during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for everything we have learned. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray. Thank you for victories we already have, blessings we already have, breakthroughs we already have. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you stretch forth your hand and bless and help everyone that have joined this prayer session. O Lord, according to your mercies, help everyone, bless every life beyond their expectations in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord will favor you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will lift up your life. The Lord will shine on you, and your chains shall be broken in the name of Jesus. As the presence of the Lord appeared in the prisons where they placed Paul and Silas, and the presence of the Lord delivered them instantly, their chains were broken. I decree that a mighty presence of the Lord shall shine on you, and immediately your chains shall be broken. Your chains shall be broken. Your chains shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Even in the midst of your sleep, in the midst of your dream, a great presence of the Lord shall appear, and immediately your deliverance shall happen in the name of Jesus. As we enter into the last month of this year, you shall find uncommon favor. You shall find uncommon help in the name of Jesus. Even strangers shall help you. Strangers shall rise to support you. Strangers shall rise to sponsor your vision. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Your prayers shall be answered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.